Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you more.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
Give her.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Open up your mouth and just thank God right now. Amen. Come on, into you with all faith this morning. Come on, whatever it is. Come on, surrender it all over to God, amen, and pick up the peace that God gives, amen, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. Come on, enter in with all faith, amen, asking God to help you with your unbelief so that you can receive the miracle that's already inside of you. I want you to know this morning that you have a resurrection power because you have Jesus Christ. The Bible says if you abide in me, I will abide in you, amen. Hallelujah. The same Spirit raised Jesus Christ from the dead, rises up in you and keeps you, amen, strengthens you, amen, helps you, hallelujah. Come on. Let's give God some praise, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Father God, we come this morning with all faith, believing and trusting you for a miracle, God. We come, oh God, on one accord, oh God. Hallelujah, for a mighty move in our life and those in our faith and all that we bring to the altar today, oh God. Oh Lord, move mighty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing. Lord, we come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, you have given us another day to pray and to press on. You have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us. Amen. I'll take what you have given us away in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh, Lord, it's you that have kept us, oh God. It is you, Lord God, that remembered us on today that awakened our sleeping spirits. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Father God, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalt in your name above all names, and there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name that you have your way right now. Holy Spirit, take over. Hallelujah, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, and lead us in prayer that we may receive divine direction and instructions from our Heavenly Father. Amen. Oh, Lord, you ask, who can we send? Oh, Lord, send us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh, Lord, let us be the vessel that you flow through and hit it, oh God. Oh, Lord, it is our, hallelujah, our delight, oh God, our will, oh God, to do your will, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Today is the purpose, oh God, to fight the good fight of faith. Give us victory and receive all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for the victory that you are giving us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we come at you for more of you and less of myself. Amen. Father God, as we pray right now, oh Lord, bless, touch, heal, and deliver, and change our lives and those in our family from today on with us. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare to win, to hallelujah, to win the battle. Oh Lord, release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we humble ourselves this morning, oh God. Lord, we ask that you forgive us, oh God, and deliver us from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, deliver us from the one that is wicked, oh God. Deliver us from the evil man or woman, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of them. Oh Lord, let the works of the enemy come to nothing. Let anyone that's been sent by the camp of the enemy right now, let it be cut down and pushed back up. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of them, let confusion come upon the camp of the enemy, oh God. Let them devour themselves in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of them. Let their plans and agendas be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help us on today as we enter in this new day, oh God. Remove every attack of the enemy, amen, that the enemy is planning on today to ruin this day for us and those in our family. Amen. Don't let such attack form, oh God. We decree and declare your word says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment you shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We come this morning praying with a heart of repentance, a heart of thanksgiving and forgiveness, oh God. Oh Lord, according to your word, oh God, in 1 John 1:9, we decree and declare that our sins are forgiven, and we are washed and cleansed from all unrighteousness to begin trenching and quantum some love. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by faith that we're redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth from, hallelujah, from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In death, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Amen. And his praise in the assembly of saints. Amen. We will rejoice in him who made us. Amen. Let Zion be joyful. Hallelujah. In their kingdom. Lord, take pleasure in us, oh God, and beautify us with salvation. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Let the nations come to the mountains of the house of the Lord, which is the church, and let them learn his ways and walk in his paths. Oh, Lord, let them beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into purring brooks in the name of Jesus Christ. And let them learn war no more. Amen. Let the people who walk in darkness, in the shadow of death, see your light right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you of the increase of your governing peace, oh God. There is no end. Let your governing and peace increase from generation to generation. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your remnant, oh God, your elect depend on you, the Holy One of Israel. Let your remnant return to you as the sand of the sea, for the destruction decreed shall overflow with righteousness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you are the root of Jesse, and you stand as a banner to your people. Let the nations seek you and enter into your glorious rest. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God is my salvation. Hallelujah. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is our strength and song. Amen. He has become our salvation. Hallelujah to your name, God. We will cry out and shout because we are an inhabitant of Zion, and great is his Holy One of Israel in our midst, and we thank you. Let us enjoy the rest. Hallelujah. We have in Christ Jesus. We have rest from sorrow and from fear, from hard bondage. The whole earth, which is the church, is at rest, and it's quiet. Let them, which is the church, break forth into singing. Let the trees, which is the church, rejoice at the fall of the oppressed. Amen. Lord, exactly as you plan, it will happen. Amen. There are your blueprints. It will take shape. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. With joy, we will draw water from the wells of salvation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We will praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, and make mention that his name is exalted. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we come humbling ourselves this morning. Oh, Lord, for your word said, if those who humble themselves, you will exalt them. But those that exalt themselves, you will humble them. Oh, Lord, we ask on God, hallelujah, to have an humble spirit always. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. And we blind the eyes of the evil, hallelujah, evil watcher. Hallelujah, their ears up, we silence their tongues up, we decree and declare they shall not be able to locate us up in the natural and the supernatural. Amen. They will not be able to speak any evil against us of those in our family to hear our prayers or conversations. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, as you that have called us and equipped us for the call. We decree and declare, God, we answer to the call, we hearken, oh God, to your commands. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, increase us in love, oh God, increase us in peace, oh God. Increasing your knowledge and wisdom, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, increase the anointing that's on our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, increase it in tongues, oh God, that we will war against the enemy in spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us on today not to be tempted by the world and things of possession or conversation of people of this world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for you've called us apart, you set us apart, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare victory on today. Oh, Lord, fill these temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that all will see and know that we have been sent by you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we sing a new song. We are a strong city. Salvation is appointed for our walls and bookwards. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord, Jehovah is everlasting strength. Lord, you will establish peace for us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that you divinely intervene on our behalf and those of our family and turn it all around for our good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Lord, you know exactly what we need before we ask. So we come this morning seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh Lord. Have your way, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let wisdom and knowledge be our stability and strength of salvation, and the fear of the Lord our treasure. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare and declare, hallelujah, Lord, we will walk righteously and speak uprightly. We will despise gain from fraud and from oppression. Amen. And we will shake our hands free from taking any bribes. We will stop our ears from hearing any bloodshed and shut our eyes to avoid looking upon evil. Therefore, we will cause us to dwell on the heights. Our place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. Bread will be given to us, and water will be given to us for sure. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our eyes see beauty, O Lord. Let, hallelujah, let your church be as secure as a tent with beds that cannot be pulled up and fastened with ropes that cannot be broken. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord, according to Ezekiel 47, 1 through 12. Oh, Lord, let your healing water flow into the lives of your children that we may receive and be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare we shall not die, but decree and declare the good news of the Lord our God. We shall preach the good news. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. And we want to just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Father God. Help us to come out of self, oh God. Help us, oh God, and deliver us from self-righteousness, self-criticalness, amen, self-delusion, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Only creating the crowd that we're delivered from the spirit of pride, amen, the spirit of oppression, depression, and fear, and worry, anxiety, suicide, hallelujah, in the homosexual spirit, amen, hallelujah, lust and perversion, guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lack, and death, sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, or viruses, every hindering spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah, shout of all shed in the head, right now, God, every spirit of anger, rage, wrath, bitterness, unforgiveness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every, hallelujah, unteachable spirit, spirit of destruction, spirit of death, hallelujah, every spirit of procrastination, stagnation, hallelujah, right now, limitation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare this deliverance from every spirit outside the Holy Spirit that may be operating us in our bloodline, in our family, in our homes right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare freedom on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we are part of your flock. Feed us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And gently lead us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we've come to Zion with songs of everlasting and joy upon our heads. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Brother God, strengthen our weak hands and make us firm, hallelujah, make us firm, oh God, and those in our family, make them firm, oh God, in our feeble knees, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our eyes be opened and every blind area of our life be removed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our ears be opened and let every deaf area of our life be unstopped, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every lame area in our life be healed, and hallelujah, let us leap like a deer, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of love, let our tongue sing for joy, and let, hallelujah, let waters and streams break out in every dry area of our lives, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, let every parched area in our life become a pool, and every thirsty area of our life a spring of water, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us walk on the highway of holiness, and let no lying or ravenous beast be in our path, for we, hallelujah, are the redeemer of the Lord, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Isaiah 35 and 10, we will obtain joy and gladness and sorrow and sighing will flee from our lives, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive the comfort of the Lord, our iniquity is pardoned and our warfare is accomplished, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, the way of the Lord is made straight in our lives, amen, and a highway has been made in our life from our God, amen, come on, let's shout glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Lord. Lord, give us, hallelujah, give us power and increase our strength. We will wait upon the Lord, and he will renew our strength. Amen. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Amen. Lord, we will not fear, for you are with us. You strengthen us. You help us and uphold us with your righteous right hand. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, have your way. We decree and declare we will not be afraid. For you, Lord God, will hold our hand and help us. Amen. Lord, you have allowed us to become like a log covered with sharp spikes. You will help us to grind and crush every mountain and hill until they are turned to dust. A strong will scatter them in all directions. Amen. Lord, open up rivers and high places to us and fountains in the midst of our valley. Amen. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, in every desert place in our life and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about, we decree and declare that you will fill the desert with all kinds of trees and cedars and ashes and myrtles, olive and cypress trees, fir trees and pines. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. That everyone will see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this in our lives and that we are a new creation. Amen. Lord, establish your justice in the earth and let the coastlands receive your love. Let the blind eyes be opened. Bring out the prisoners from prison and those that sit in darkness out of the prison, hallelujah, out of the prison house. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So let new things be declared in our life and those in our family and let them spring forth right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that you are with us, oh God. We decree and declare that it is so and it shall be no other way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your help. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for this deliverance. Amen. That we can decree and declare today, not just for ourselves, but those in our family. When we walk through the fire, we will not be burned. Amen. And the flames will not, hallelujah, set us ablaze. Lord, you have brought us from the ends of the earth and joined us to the Holy One of Israel. Oh, Lord, he kabashed it in his. Right now, God. Right now, God. Make darkness light before us and crooked things straight in our life and those in our family. Lord, magnify your Lord, make it honorable. Hallelujah. Lord, you have formed us for you. Hallelujah. For yourself, and we will show forth your praise. Hallelujah, Father God. Lord, bless us and those in our family with long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life. We pray and ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in our faith. We decree in the crown that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Oh, Lord, help over, Lord. Right now, Father God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us to hold on to that peace that you give, Lord God. Help us not to be moved, Father God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, we come praying and asking for divine positioning this morning that we can receive from you, oh God. Lord, we come asking, Lord God, for divine order and guidance by the Holy Spirit all the days of our life, that we will not be led astray by any other spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, help us today. We come asking for help. We need your help. We need your help. And we thank you, Lord. We love you. We thank you, Lord God, for your words that you loved us first and that you loved us so much. You sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to save us. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, you have blotted out our sins for your sake, and you will not remember our sins. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Father God, we ask that you go before us and level the mountains, break the gates of brass, and cut through the bars of iron. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Lord, we are your anointed. Take us by the right hand and subdue nations. Strip kings of their armor and open doors before us so that the gates will not be shut. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, teach us to profit and lead us in the way that we should go. Amen. Lord, you have placed your righteousness and salvation in Zion. Lord, we tell you, declare the end from the beginning. Let your counsel stand and do all your pleasure. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you said that you will answer our prayers and you have set a time when you will come to save us. Amen. You have chosen us to tell you. You have chosen us to take your promise of hope to other nations. You will rebuild the country from its ruins and then people will come and settle there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we're saved with an everlasting salvation, and the Lord will always keep us saved and free, hallelujah, from shame, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Let the ends of the earth look upon you and be saved, oh God. Oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare we are justified in the Lord, and hallelujah, and we glory in his salvation, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh Lord, give us the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Let the heavens rain down, hallelujah, the skies pour down righteousness, let the earth open and bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and let the nations come and fall down, amen, saying God is in you, and there is no other God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to thank you. Lord, we ask, oh God, let our children make haste, hallelujah, and let the destroyer go forth out of our lives, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for the protection, oh God, of our children. We pray, oh God, for their health, oh God, that they will sustain good health and strength, oh God. Let your hands of protection be around our children. Let your hands of protection be around their mind and their thoughts, oh God, that their thoughts be holy, righteous, and pure unto you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray for the strength, oh God, and the, hallelujah, and the blessing and the protection, oh God, and guidance and leading by the Holy Spirit for our husband and wives, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help. Help, Lord. Lord, you are God of turnaround. Lord, we pray this morning, turn it all around for our good. For every family member and loved one, my mother Carol, my brother Taiwan, my sister Teresha, hallelujah, Nisha, my nieces, my nephews, my aunts and uncles and cousins, my children and grandchildren, oh God. Hallelujah. Do it for us, Lord. They will know. That is you, God, and God alone that have done it. Oh, Lord, work a miracle in this family. In this family, God, every homosexual spirit, every addiction, let it be destroyed and let it come out. And never to enter again into this family. Every spirit of confusion, every spirit of division. Oh, Lord, we pray for divine unity right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, help us all to turn from our wicked ways and doings of this world. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God. It's my prayer that we will be able to come together and fellowship in prayer. Hallelujah. Giving you all praise, glory, and honor. It is our prayer that all be saved. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we love you. Lord, dwell in our life in truth and righteousness. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Let them hear your word. The word of your kingdom and bring forth fruit, oh God. Hallelujah. Let us be scribes who are instructed concerning your kingdom. Lord, let your mercy be upon those who fear you from generation to generation. Lord, show strength. Hallelujah. And we just want to thank you for it all. We thank you for answering prayers this morning. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you have already prepared this day, that you already blessed the day, and you've already made a great day for us because we believe and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, for favoring us and those in our family that you kept us and you remembered us on today and you awaken our spirit. So we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, Lord. We'll forever be thanking you. Hallelujah, Lord. We decree and declare all is well with us. And all that's in our home. Father God, we ask on today that your blessings are not going and coming on today and those in our family. Oh, Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we thank you for it all. Thank you, Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over every family member and loved one, all we pray for today, all that we love and concerned about, over our homes and every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in it, around about it, every street, road, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place of everywhere our feet may tread on today, every schoolhouse our children may enter into. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against the judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. And we put on us right now and all in our family and all that we love and concerned about the full arm of God. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way. Amen. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we receive the victory. Hallelujah. Right now, because we believe and we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that we belong to God. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. We are the righteousness of God. We're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. Amen. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. And we thank you for, Lord, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my Lord, my God. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. Be free.
Thank you, Lord.
Be free. Amen. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Good morning and good
amen.
Morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Yes, Lord.
Glory
we
God.
Are here once again. Today is May the 22nd. My Lord, my God, God has truly blessed us with this beautiful new day. All is in place. Hallelujah. All is still together. I'm still here. Y'all have to drink a little bit of water. Good morning,
amen.
Florida. Good morning, Janelle. Good morning. How y'all doing this
good
morning?
Good morning. Feeling great. Feeling blessed.
Amen.
Feeling like
amen.
God loves me. Feeling kept and protected.
Hallelujah.
And love. Great, grateful, grateful.
Amen. You know what? That is something for you to say, because I always feel like there's a little girl. I don't know if I share that. I always have felt love. My daughter asked me, say, Mom, you know, when did you start believing, you know, Jesus and God? I said, I was born believing. I was born with it in me already. I was born. I can remember days that I never believed or had doubt. I believed from a little girl. When my grandfather sent me down to pray, I already believed before I learned the Lord's Prayer. I believed. So I believe I was born with it. I was born
amen.
With it. Amen. So glory,
amen.
Glory, glory. My Lord, my God. Good morning. I'll call your name. Want to know how you're doing this morning. Good morning, Twan. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing very, very, very good. Glad to be here. I'm always wanting to be where God is at. And
yes,
I'm just
Lord.
Glad to be here. We'll say where two, I firmly believe, where two or more are gathered in his name, he is there with us. So
yes.
I always come believing and I always come expecting. So I'm just grateful to be here this morning.
Mm. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. Amen. So true, so true. I am the same way, just enjoying. This morning when the alarm went off, I said, what is that going off? Because it didn't go off in my phone. It went off in my watch, and it was just a buzzing noise. And I looked at my phone and said, oh, it's time for me to get up. Jesus.
Yes.
It's like I just laid down, which I probably did, probably not even that long ago. But I thank God for waking me up and being in position, how important it is that we are in position. Because you never know who may be waiting for you. That God is going to use you for, or that God is going to use for you. Amen. So God bless
amen.
You. And God bless you. Amen. Jamil, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Glory to God for another day. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I am
amen.
So grateful this morning that God has woke me and my family up and. Glory to God that I got an 8-year-old this morning. So excuse me, why it's going to be a lot of
happy birthday. Hi, come again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I already got your toy. You've been playing with your toy.
She has. She's getting her hair refreshed right now at her flat iron. And excuse me for my background loud this morning. We're scrambling to get to graduation. So glory to God. And thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good
morning. We thank God. There are two of thee gathered in his name. His Bible says, hey, so there I am in the midst. So we thank God for the two or three this morning that we are here. Amen. And we thank God that he hears our prayers, but he answers our prayers. So we thank you, Father God, for answered prayers this morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm doing fine this morning. I thank God. On yesterday, I had a chance to spend with my mother and sister and cousin. We had brunch, something I don't do. I don't really get out too much. But it was fun, and it was necessary. We just kind of, and everybody looked good. We were all dressed to impress. They said, y'all looking like celebrities. When we walked in the place, everybody was trying to figure out, who are they? Who are they?
Wow.
You know, so it was a good time. Everybody was nice and polished up and just shining so bright.
Yes,
so we had a
wonderful
time fellowshipping. What I wanted to say, had a good time. Had rehearsal yesterday. Had a good time with those that were in rehearsal. And I just, you know what I want to tell you all, you know, because we don't make time. We take the time that God gives us. And, you know, those, and I'm just so appreciative when people take the time out to be a part of something that I'm passionate about. And so those that came to rehearsal yesterday, I was just so grateful for them. They could have been everywhere else. I had other people that were texting in, oh, I had an event. Oh, I'm at an event. And I'm thinking to myself, well, this is something you say you want to do, something you say that you're passionate about, that you love. And there were people that were here that had events they could have been to, but they took the time and said, you know what, because I respect and I love what you do and I'm a part of it and this is a part of me, I'm going to be there. And so I say that when people take the time out for anything that you're doing, you know, just show them that, you know, you appreciate them, because I would tell people, you could be doing anything else, but the fact that you took your time to be here, I want you to know I appreciate you and I thank you so much.
Yes.
So just thanking people and appreciating, you know, people for taking the time that God has given them to be a part of whatever you got going on, because you have a choice to be somewhere else. So, and I thank you all for taking the time out to come this morning to be on this line, touching and agreeing in prayer, knowing that there's power in agreement. Because some people have taken the time just to sleep a little longer or to do other things.
Yes.
So, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God. And because you two are called, God has called you out as his ministers, you know, people are going to come and try to discourage you and say all kind of stuff. And, you know, I got a call on Saturday morning from a young lady that's in ministry and said, well, you know, maybe not right there. And this is that. And I had to let her know, like, I made y'all know, I didn't call y'all. I didn't make this decision. Oh, this year I'm going to call you. And God said it. And I'm just being obedient and being used by God. So I keep saying that I didn't call y'all. Though I may make a physical phone call to you, but I'm not the one that called you. And God is the one that's equipping you. He's just using me to do it. So, and just taking that seriously. Never, when I got you on the phone, never send me in a handwritten assignment. You would never present that to, if you was in college, you would never present your professor with anything that you took a screenshot of that you wrote. Never do that. That's like Cain and Abel. If you don't know that story, I suggest you read it. Go back to the book of Genesis and read about Cain and Abel when they brought their offering to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Good morning. Good morning again. I'm excited. I'm excited to be here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am grateful. I'm in a place of gratefulness. You know, when I see all that's going on in this world, when I hear about it, you know, and just thinking God truly, truly has kept us. I was coming home last night from dropping a cast member off at home. My husband, we stopped and got something to eat. And as we're getting out the car, because he had cut the grass, so the grass was freshly cut, and I'm just looking at God's creation. You know, the trees, you know when it's springtime and the tree, you know, it's a time when the trees lose all their leaves, right? I don't know if y'all pay attention to it. And then there's a time when there's a time of the year when they flourish.
Yes.
Nothing but God. When the grass is dead, there's a time when the grass in your yard, it dies, and then there's a time for it to grow, and everything is green and flourishing. Look at God. God is timing, and everything works in his time, and, you know, it's just a beautiful,
Yes, right.
I'm just, oh, my God. Y'all don't even understand. I'm just grateful. I'm truly grateful. And on yesterday, Jayla received a gift of salvation. She received Jesus Christ. She confessed Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, in Sunday service.
Because
they have to be in church every Sunday at 10 a.m.
Yes,
they received it. I mean, She was like, I just want to cry. I just feel so good. She wants to be baptized. So she will be getting baptized this Sunday along with Kim.
Oh,
and
wow.
I will be having them. You know, like, I'm just, we were so excited. We were joyous. We welcomed them into the ministry. We welcomed because it is, I said, I don't care what degree you get, what job you get, what house you get.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this day I'm the most proud mother because you received Jesus Christ. You accepted and received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
are saved. You don't have nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how things are going in your life. You have God on your side, and he's working things out for your good. Will I ever turn out? Know that God is with you. Even when Jesus was, hallelujah, when he was nailed to the cross, the Father was with him.
Amen. Glory to God.
My Lord,
glory
my
to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I want to share this with you all before I give you all the scripture this morning. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and I'm talking about the Cain and Abel. So I always like to go to scripture when I give anyone anything. The Bible says that Adam and Eve, his wife, this is in Genesis 4, in case you all want to know where I'm at. Genesis 4 says, "Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain and said, I've acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said, Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it." So what I'm saying is that they both made an offering, right? So when we're doing anything for God, we need to do it wholeheartedly, because God looks at the heart. You know what I'm saying? The heart and the dedication that we give to him, you know. And I say this with the assignments, don't wait to the last minute to do what God has called you to do. You know, what God called you to do something, you want to quickly answer the call. Amen. We want to quickly be in position. You know, when God called me to do something, I'm like, okay, Lord, you know, let me quickly answer the call, you know, because I fear the Lord in a way that I'm just, oh, God, you know, no, because I don't want to never lose that relationship. I feel that having that relationship. So, no. It's like a relationship between your mother and your father. And the way, and I'm going to say this, because when Jamel was little, she had did something, and instead of me whipping her, I ignored her. I removed myself from her. And it hurt her so much, she was just like, Mama, you don't see me? You know. And so I don't want that. And I hope y'all understand what I'm saying this morning.
Yes, I understand.
Yep.
I do.
Amen. So our scripture. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm saying something. Huh?
I was talking to a kid. I'm sorry.
Okay. My scripture this morning is coming from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8 through 9. That's Philippians. Chapter 4, verse 8 through 9. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8 through 9, and I read from the New King James Version, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, and whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you." Hallelujah. You know, the header is meditate on these things. My Lord, my God, how often do we meditate on so many other things? that bring sorrow, that bring sadness, that bring depression. How many times do we meditate on those things that make us angry, amen, that makes us operate in fear? How many times do we meditate on the ugly, the darkness? But the Bible tells us here to meditate on those things that are noble and true and just and pure and lovely and good, of good report. Hallelujah. When we look at the scriptures here, this one, and I thank you, Father God, for this word. It's so truly for me. I shared it last night with the children in prayer, and I'm sharing it again this morning because, again, we have our mind fixated on so many things of this world, and it comes to consume us, to keep us in a place of darkness, to keep us in bondage. So when we look at this scripture, amen, I decree and declare that we are free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What we put into our minds determines what comes out in our words, our desires, and our actions. Apostle Paul tells us to train our minds to focus on thoughts that are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, and of good report, virtuous, and praiseworthy. The question is, do you have problems with impure thoughts and daydreams? You know, examine what you're putting into your mind through movies, the internet, books, conversations, television, video games, and magazines. You know, be mindful of that. Replace harmful input with wholesome material. Above all, read God's word and pray. Ask God to help you fill your mind with good and pure thoughts. You know, take this practice, but it can be done. I want you to understand that we have to take this into practice, and we're practicing those things. I think it was doing a 21-day or 28 days of fasting or 41 of days that I cut off going onto YouTube watching certain things that would pop up in my feed or just anything like Facebook and, you know, connecting that way, that eventually I don't go to it. I'm like, oh, that thing, that whole desire to go to it has left, because now I'm like, hey, I used to just go to that thing before I went to bed. I was praying, and I was like, okay, can I get sleepy? Let me just click on this. And that desire to even click on it and watch it has diminished so much from like 90% to like probably 8%. You know, so we have to take it in practice. So take it. You know, this takes practice, but it can be done. Amen. Amen. So when we look at verse 9 here, as I wrap up in scripture this morning, glory to God. It's not enough to hear or read the word of God or even to know it well. We must also put what God is teaching us into practice. You know, how easy is it to listen to a sermon and forget what the preacher said? How easy is it to read the Bible and not think about how to live differently? How easy is it to debate what a passage means and not live out that meaning? Exposure to God's word is not enough. It must lead us to obedience. It must lead to obedience. Amen. Hallelujah. When you find yourself in that place, remember the word of God and go to it. You know, all right, when you're in the midst of something and you find yourself being led astray in your emotions, you know, by another spirit, remember what the word of God say and choose that quickly. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, as we come this morning, oh God, read your word. Father God, we ask, Lord, that you would add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is our prayer that we be the doers of your word. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. This morning, we're going to touch and agree in prayer. You all going to pray and, you know, pray your petition this morning. And I'm just going to touch and agree with you. Amen. We're going to start with you, Twan. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to start by saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the blessings that have already been forth. Thank you for the prayers that have been answered, God, as the prayers were forth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come and ask in God for forgiveness for our ways that are not your ways. Forgiveness for the things and sins that we did knowingly and not knowingly. And Father God, I come, God, asking that Philippians 4, verses 8 through 9 be upon us all, God, that we may have peace, God, the peace that you give. But I pray Philippians and decree and declare that Philippians 4, 8 through 9 be with my brother and those that are training with him, God, in boot camp, Marine Corps training. Lord, I pray you be with them right now. But I pray, God, for my church member, Monica.
Yes.
I pray, God, that you deliver her from thoughts of sickness, thoughts of health. God, I pray, God, against any spirits, God, any evilness that's dwelling, God, in her mind, any thoughts of lack, any thoughts of illness, God, that is any tricks and schemes of the enemy, God, that is dwelling, God, in her body, God, that's trying to decrease her faith, God, that's trying to strip her, God, of her faith, of her peace. I pray against it right now, Lord. I pray, God, that you send your warring angels to help her. But I pray, God, that you increase the strength in her faith right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, that your will be done. And I pray, God, that your will be done. And, Lord, I just pray, God, that I pray, God, that if it's in your will, God, that you heal a body from the inside out right now.
Amen.
Lord, I pray, God, that you heal her joints, God. I pray, God, that the pain, God, decrease day by day until one day that is gone in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the healing, Lord, and I thank you for the deliverance, God, of anything that is not of you and within my family, God, within our marriages, within our households, God. And Lord, I just pray, God, that your hedge of protection be over our children, God, that we have birth physically and in the spirit. Be over the gift that you have given us in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just pray, God, that you continue to protect us. I pray, God, for the shield of faith that it quench every fiery dart that the enemy has. I pray against anything and any roots, God, that are evil, that are not of you, Lord. I pray against any tricks and schemes of the enemy to kill, steal, and destroy. And Lord, I come in asking, God, to pray against any Jezebel spirits that dwell in the men, in the women of you, Lord. I pray against that spirit heavily. I pray against that spirit. I pray it comes out in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that we're able to discern and to recognize it within ourselves and within others. And we're quick to call it out, and we're quick to flee from it in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I just thank you, God, that we seek you even more. I thank you, God, for the victory. And Lord, I thank you for a focus like none other. Focus and fix, God, on what it is that you have us for our life. And Lord, I just pray and I thank you, God, that you'll use us mighty. I pray, God, for blessings. I decree and declare that we are blessed. I decree and declare that we are saved. Our family is saved. We are rich in the spirit. We are wealthy. We are well. We are healthy in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you. And I love you. And I bless you all. The name, in the name of Jesus, build a prayer with the blood of Jesus, who can do all things fulfilled. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Father.
We thank you, Father God, that it is done in Jesus Christ's holy name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you, too, and we love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Jamel, God bless you. Go ahead. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. My prayer today is, Father God, I pray, first and foremost, I want to thank you for this, waking me and my family up with new mercy, new grace, and new opportunity. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you, oh God, that we are able to walk, we are able to talk, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, oh, God, if I had a thousand thank you. Say, Lord, to help remove any spirit, not of you operating in me or anybody else in our family, oh, God. Sermons, anybody in my family or any of my friends that are being led astray and any they're receiving the word, that I pray that they're being led astray, oh, God. Father God, I want to pray for our friends, Lord, that has not talked to you in a while, that is struggling to get back up to you. Oh God, I pray that they get strength, oh Father God, that they get back up, oh God. And I pray that I can be a help in any way that you use me to get them back up, oh God. Father God, I'm for a kingdom mindset, oh God, that your will be done in my life, oh God, as on earth as it is in heaven. And Father God, that practice true repentance, and anybody that is going to you, that they're practicing true repentance.
Jesus.
And that I raise kingdom kids, oh God, that I do what you have called me to do, and that I hear Well done, good and faithful servant. Oh, God, I
yes,
thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Up this morning to this opportunity, this time. Not a lot of people get this opportunity, so I just want to thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you for my mother.
Thank you.
Feel this prayer in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Say, Almighty God, to do all things but fail. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we touch and agree with every prayer, oh God, for the life of your minister, oh God, that's been poured on today. And we decree and declare with all faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This morning I'm going to pray prayers. Hallelujah. You know, declaring self-control and satisfaction on what God provides. Amen. In the name of Jesus. This morning, I want to lift up my husband, Dr. St. Manny, because sometimes some people, they can operate with a double mind. And I come against that spirit of double-mindedness. I don't know if you or someone you know, they operate with a double mind that can be contradictory to what they say,
Lord.
And they do opposite. So I want to pray that we operate with a sound mind, because, you know, God gave us a sound mind, and we have that, and, you know, we have a choice. And so I pray that choice would be to operate in a sound mind that God has given us. And I pray the peace and protection for him and guidance. And just I come against the spirit of, pettiness, you know, being petty. Sometimes a person will take on a spirit. They don't realize the spirit is on them until it come off of them. And it's only because they be in agreement with that spirit. And they'll go in one way and come out. They could be happy one moment and come out the next time and just don't want to be bothered. They're quiet. They're trying to figure out what's going on with them. You're like, what happened? You went in the bathroom. You came out a different way. What had happened? You went in there. So I was just praying that, you know, God's spirit, the fruit of the spirit take root is my prayer in us all. And members, amen. We thank you, Father God, for answered prayers. I want to lift up a friend of mine in the ministry. Her name is Danetta. She's also an apostle. Mm-hmm. Her daughter. She's dealing with a daughter that has mental health issues. So I want to pray for that family. Prophetess Wanda Holtz. Mm-hmm. Amen. I want to lift them up this morning in prayer. Hallelujah. And just all that's in my house. Mm-hmm. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Come decree and declare this morning, oh God, because you have given us the power and authority that we could decree a thing, and it shall be established in our lives. So we decree and declare Titus 1:8, that we are lover of what is good, we are self-controlled, we are just, we are holy, and we are temperate, amen. We are sober, serious, temperate, sound in faith, amen, in love and in patience. We inherit the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. We strive for the prize. Therefore, we exercise self-control in all things according to 1 Corinthians 9:25. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and self-control. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we, hallelujah, will be self-controlled in all things. Amen. We will feast at the appropriate time in self-control and not drunkenness. Amen. We will be satisfied with the abundant bread of heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord satisfies the longing of our soul and fills us with goodness. The Lord opens his hands and satisfies us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord will abundantly bless our provision and satisfy us with bread. Amen. We will see the face of God in righteousness. We will be satisfied when we awake with his likeness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will be meek so that we can eat and be satisfied. Our soul will be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and our mouth with praise, and the Lord will hallelujah with joyful lips. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord will satisfy us in the early morning with his mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all the days of our life. Amen. The Lord satisfies our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. We are the righteousness. Amen. We eat to the satisfying of our soul. We will like the hallelujah. We are like the good man. We will be satisfied with our ways. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord will feed us. us with the finest of wheat and with honey out of the rock when he satisfies us. The fear of the Lord will tend to our life. Amen. Because we fear the Lord, we will live satisfied and we will not be visited with evil. Amen. We will find satisfaction. We will be able to say it is enough. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money. Amen. Nor he who loves abundance will increase. This also is vanity. According to Ecclesiastes 5:10, we will find our substance in God and God alone. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will satiate our soul with abundance, and he will satisfy with his goodness. And we just want to say thank you that we can decree in the crowd right now that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
God be
Hallelujah.
The glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Thanks,
if you receive that prayer for yourself, maybe that according to you. According to your faith, amen. May
amen.
You receive
thank
it according
you.
To your faith. My Lord, my God, we thank you. As we close out this prayer line, never leaving the presence of God, we thank you, Father God, it's you that goes before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight. We thank you that you're with us, oh God, that you never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah, Lord. Every time I call your name, if you have anything to say, if you wrap up here, please do so, and then I will release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Go ahead, Swan. God bless you.
Amen. I'm just so grateful. And I just pray that we continue to stand in the authority that we have in Jesus Christ, and that we continue to know that we have that power. That we have that power and we have the grace and the will to one, come against things that are not of God in ourselves and in other people. And that God has really have called us. You know, people, there are people close that will question what is God has called you to do. And more so to say, you know, did your Amy told you that you was going to be a minister, or did God tell you, you know? And to really to know when the enemy is using people to cause doubts and confusion, you know. And when you know for sure what God has called and put on the inside of you, you know, just to stand in the confidence of God, you know. So I want to just stand in that, and I thank God for it, that I have that stubbornness to know when I know, you know, and I thank God for it, and the confidence in God. So I'm just grateful for that, and just grateful to be here, and just praying that God and believing that God will just give us increase. Increase to want to thirst after him more, increase in focus. Increase in our territory, and just the increase, just believing in the increase. I'm grateful.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to say something that you said, that, you know, before God even told me to tell you, you should have already received confirmation many times before it came to me, so that when people that come in want to plant the seed of doubt, that you have to let it know. You know, before she even said it, it had already come to me before, so it was just confirmation, you know.
Amen. Yes.
And so that goes for both of you all, and anyone that God has called. It's like, it's just confirmation, and it's just
it's
the season that God has called to me. Yeah, some people, people should be rejoicing and be excited for you because God has called you. You know, the people, they just can't be excited for you because of familiarity. They're just familiar with you that they can't see it. But I'm telling you, they will see it. There will come a day when they will see it and know and be like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I remember I would always tell my mom, like, you know, God called me, I'm going to be a minister. I just always knew it. It was always in me. That fire was always there. So, but if, you know, confirmation come from other people. And in settings that you be like, wait a minute, God's speaking to me and I'm over here at the club. God's speaking to people, I'm over here doing for me. I'm doing raw stand-up comedy and people are like, oh, you know, you've been called a minister. you supposed to be preaching, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not preaching what I'm doing, but they saying, I can see it in you, I hear it. I'm telling you, it came long before I received it. Amen. So it was already spoken. So God bless you. God keep you. You just keep on keeping on. I am just so grateful. I mean, it's nothing that I tell, like I told my daughter yesterday, oh, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you all. You can bring me no degree, no house, invite me to a housewarming, no dinner, but you can see that Jesus Christ is making a decision. I'm going to follow Jesus, and I know you're saved. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Jamil, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to say thank you for this time this morning. And I don't have much to say. I'm sorry because I have to run. But thank you, Lord, for this opportunity and this time.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. Chief, we love you. We thank God for you. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. I thank you all for taking your time out this morning to be on the line. Amen. Coming, touching, and agreeing. It's powerful. It is done. We're so grateful. Walking in expectation, expecting to see it. Amen. Expecting to turn around. Amen. Expecting a breakthrough. Expecting a healing. Amen. Expecting a way to be made out of no way. Amen. Just thanking God through it all. Hallelujah. Just shout, lift your hands up and just praise him and be free. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk with confidence that you can live in total victory. Hallelujah. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your past cannot destroy the present and you cannot control the future. Understand and know that God is in complete control. We of a God that is in control and not out of control. Amen. God is almighty by himself. His angels are beside you. He's walking with you through the fire. Have confidence that this day is a new beginning. Amen. New mercies, new grace. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, that we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
To God
Hallelujah.
Be the glory.
Thank
amen.
You,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God bless
Jesus.
You. I love you all. Until next time, to have a good one.
Amen. You too. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,